Dear hearts, this is our concert of prayer for the month of January.
Lord, I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me, let your love shine through me in the night.
You know, the Word of God, prayer, strongest weapons in the universe. God is on his throne, God hears, and God answers prayer. If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't have been doing concerts of prayer all these years. And our first item in this concert of prayer is we're going to pray asking God to reduce both the membership, that means a support base. We're going to pray asking God to reduce both the membership and income of those ministries supporting and incorporating perverted lifestyles into their ministry as part of their ministry. Folks, the church is the bride of Christ. It is the body of Christ on earth today. And he did not go to the cross and take our sins upon himself to build a church that was in bed with the world. And too much of the church today is in bed with the world. So we're going to pray unapologetically, asking God to reduce both the membership and the income of those ministries that are supporting and incorporating perverted lifestyles, ungodly lifestyles, into their ministry. Let's pray that right now. Holy, righteous Heavenly Father, Jesus, we read in the Word of God how you wept over Jerusalem. And if there are any tears in heaven now, it surely comes from your grieving over the church, your bride, the body of Christ on earth today. You have to have a grieved heart over what you're seeing. And Father, this expression of our constant prayer, we're coming before your throne asking you to reduce both the membership and the support, the income of those ministries that are supporting and incorporating perverted lifestyles into their ministry, not ministering to them, not proclaiming the word to them, not seeking to win them for the kingdom of God, but pandering to them, making concessions to them. Father God, your word says that we're to be a holy people. Be ye holy, for I, the Lord thy God, am holy. Your word says, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Father, you do not want a church. And Jesus, you did not go to the cross to purchase a church with your own blood that is complicit with sin, that is complicit with Satan, that is embracing the satanic agenda. We understand, Father, that so many are trying to build their membership base. And by building their membership base, increase their financial base. We understand that. But it's contrary to your character. It's contrary to the cross. It's contrary to the word. Therefore, Heavenly Father, we come before your throne asking you to reduce both the membership and the income of those ministries that are supporting and incorporating perverted, ungodly, unholy lifestyles into their ministry. And this we pray and ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Our second item. Now we're going to pray asking God to reduce both the profits and the television viewership of those televisions and shows and movies that are depicting perverted lifestyles. It's everywhere. It's in the commercials. It's in the movies. It's in so many of the shows on television. So we're going to pray, asking God to reduce both the profits and the viewership of those television shows and movies that are depicting a perverted lifestyle, trying to seed the minds of the youth of this nation with ungodly thoughts and lifestyles. So we're going to pray that now. We're asking God to reduce both the profits and the viewership of those television shows and movies that are depicting a perverted lifestyle. Let's pray that right now. Holy, 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 righteous Heavenly Father. Father God, there are those of us who are discouraged and disgusted of what we see occurring in our nation. So we're coming before your throne as members of the body of Christ on earth today, as members of the bride of Christ on earth today, and we're asking you to reduce the prophets and the viewership of those television shows and movies that are embracing and depicting perverted lifestyles, attempting to seed the minds of our youth, seeking to corrupt the minds of our youth. Father, these that are blatantly up front portraying what they portray as acceptable when your word stands against it. And Father, if you will simply do what we're asking, if you will reduce the profits from those commercials and those movies and those television shows, and if you will reduce the number of people watching those television shows and those commercials, that's going to impact what they do and their decisions. We're praying it for the church. We're praying it for corporate America. But we're asking you, Father God, some of us are just tired of it. We're discouraged and disgusted. And we're asking you, you the sovereign God of this universe, and Father, you know exactly how much pressure to apply and where to apply. And we're asking you to reduce both the prophets and the viewership of those television shows and those movies that are depicting a perverted lifestyle that is contrary to the character of Christ, contrary to the Word of God, and is being used by Satan to impregnate and infiltrate, indoctrinate, if you will, Father God, so many young people and so many children. And Lord, we're asking you to stop this perversion in our nation. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, please, Lord, do it. All right, our third item. We're going to pray asking God to reduce both the support and the funding of those running for office who support and embrace ungodly, perverted lifestyles. Folks, we're in trouble. Hear me. We are in trouble. And we, the bride of Christ, the people of God, we are the only ones who can stand in the hedge and make up the gap. And we've got to pray. And I'm asking you to join with me now. Seriously, we want to pray asking God to reduce both the support and the funding for those running for political office who support and embrace ungodly, unholy, perverted lifestyles. There is so much compromise in the church, so much compromise in corporate America, so much pandering in both entities, and it's time that we, the people of God, went before the throne of God unapologetically asking him to bring correction. So we're asking you, Jesus, as you come before the throne of God, ask him to reduce both the support and the funding of those who are running for office who themselves support and embrace perverted lifestyles. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne now, asking you to reduce both the support and the funding for those running for office who support and embrace perverted lifestyles. Father, it seems that so many times mammon, money, is at the bottom of everything. And Father, we have those, and this is nothing new to you, Father. You know what's going on. And I have to say to you, Father, that I am in that school of thought that understands and really believes that you permit, for the most part, what the bride of Christ on earth permits, what the body of Christ on earth permits, and we permit it too much. We permit it too much. And so we're coming before your throne now. Father, we have people running for office, you know this, who are themselves satanic hirelings. They're nothing but a hireling, and they're a hireling of Satan. Some of them cannot or will not even define what a man is or what a woman is, and yet they're running for one of the highest and some of the highest offices in the nation, and we're asking you to reveal, to expose truth, bring forth truth, reveal it, and then, Father, in doing that, reduce both their financial support, reduce their voter base, those running for office who are themselves supporting, embracing perverted lifestyles, and in fact, some of them may well at times be involved in ungodly, unholy, perverted lifestyles. Father, enough is enough. The psalmist said, break out their teeth, meaning destroy their ability to really ravage. The psalmist said, break their arms. Can I not pray? Can we not pray what the psalmist prayed and ask you to break out their teeth? Can we not ask you to break their arms? Can we not come before your throne as believer priest, ambassadors for Christ, asking you to do what only you can do? To reduce both the support, their support base, and the funding base of those running for office who support and embrace perverted lifestyles? Father God, enough is enough. And we're coming before your throne asking you to intervene. And we thank you in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, please, Father, do it. All right, now we're going to pray asking God to raise up strong, spirit-anointed, spirit-empowered ministries in this hour, in this day, in the life of this nation to advance the kingdom of God. Folks, we need it. We're going to pray, asking God to raise up strong, spirit-anointed, spirit-embraced, spirit-empowered ministries in this hour, in this day, in the life of this nation, to advance the kingdom of God in this nation. Unapologetically, go before his throne, prayer warrior, and pray this now, asking God to raise up strong, spirit-anointed, spirit-empowered ministries in this hour, in this day, in the life of this nation, to advance the kingdom of God. Let's pray it. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father, we continue coming before your throne, and Father God, we're asking you in this hour, in this day, in the life of this nation, to raise up strong, Spirit-anointed, Spirit-empowered ministries to advance the kingdom of God. Father, it matters not their racial makeup. It matters not their denominational makeup. It matters not whether they meet in a strip mall or cathedral or underneath a tree in an open field. We're asking you, our Father and our God, to do what only you can do. And that is to raise up Spirit-anointed, Spirit-empowered ministries in this hour, in this day, not only in this nation, but in the nations of the world, to advance the kingdom of God. Heavenly Father, we need a fresh move of your Holy Spirit, burning out the dross, strengthening. Father God, we are asking you to, in this hour, in this day, in the life of this nation, raise up the strong, Spirit-anointed, Holy Spirit of God-empowered ministries in this hour, at this time, in this day, in the life of this nation. We're asking you to do this, Father, to release and loose your Holy Spirit into the ministries of this nation and the nations of the world, and raise up Spirit-anointed, Spirit-empowered ministers to advance the kingdom of God and to do damage to the kingdom of darkness, to see the prodigals brought home, the backsliders healed, the lost to be saved, and the people of God to be strengthened and equipped in the Word of God. And only you can do this, and we're asking you for it in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, please, Lord, do it. All right, number five. Now we're going to pray, asking God to neutralize the power and the authority of the leadership in those nations that are oppressing and persecuting the church. Yes, we're talking about China. We're talking about North Korea. We're talking about any and every nation that is persecuting, opposing, and prosecuting the church, trying to hinder the church, diminish the church. So we're going to pray now, asking God, listen to me, to neutralize the power and the authority of the leadership in those nations that are opposing, oppressing, and persecuting the church. He can do that in a number of ways. He can do that by raising up the people in that nation against the leadership of that nation. He's not limited in his options. We, the people of God, have to go before him requesting these things. So join with me. Let's pray now, asking God to neutralize the power, authority of leadership in those nations that are oppressing and persecuting the church. Let's pray that right now. My Heavenly Father, Father God, we continue coming before your throne in intercessory prayer. And Father, your word says that you put one up and you put another down. Your word tells us in the book of Proverbs and Romans that those who are in authority are there because you place them in authority. And Father God, there are those in authority today who are persecuting and prosecuting and opposing the bride of Christ, the church. So we're coming before your throne, and we're asking you, you raise them up, you put them down. We're coming before your throne asking you to neutralize the power and the authority of those in leadership in those nations that are oppressing and persecuting the church. Father, we know not why they're in power. That is not ours to question. But we know this. We know that you're the ultimate ruler in the universe. Jesus, you went back to glory, and you told us that you have all power and all authority. We're asking you to exhibit and manifest some of that power and authority against those nations that are persecuting, prosecuting, and opposing the people of God. Father, you permitted down through the centuries. There have been time to time that you permitted those in authority to persecute, to prosecute, to oppose your people, in some way to stymie your people. You had your own reasons for doing so. But we're asking you for your mercy, for your grace, for your understanding, and for your help. We're asking you, our loving Heavenly Father, to neutralize the power and the authority of the leadership in those nations that are opposing and persecuting the church. And Father, this contrary prayer, I just ask you to lead me and guide me and direct me in what we were to pray. And this is one of the things, items that you gave me that we should pray. So now we turn it over to you. You had your reason for doing that. So we're asking you in your way, in your timing, including raising up opposition within that nation itself against the leadership. We're asking you in your way, in your timing, to do this. And we're asking to neutralize the power, the authority of the leadership in those nations that are oppressing and persecuting the church. And we thank you, Father. All right, folks. Now, let me say this to you in this next item of prayer. We're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for you. And I don't consider these concerts of prayer a exercise in futility. When the Lord awakened me years ago between 2 and 4 o'clock in the morning and put me on my face on the floor and breathed into my spirit these concerts of prayer. So I want you to understand, I don't view this as an exercise in futility. I'm expecting to see God move. I have seen the Lord move. I'm expecting to see him move. Now we want him to move on your behalf. I want you to say this to the Lord going into this last segment of this concert of prayer. I want you to say this: Lord Jesus, I believe. Help my unbelief. I want you to pray that right now. Lord Jesus, I believe. Help my unbelief. And then I want you to say to the Father what you really would like to see him do in your life. What is it that you would like to see him do in your life? Whether it's spiritually, emotionally, physically, relationally, financially, whatever it may be, I want you to express to your Heavenly Father what you would like to see him do in your life. And when doing that, tell him, Father, I believe. Help my unbelief. Pray that right now. All right, now we're going to pray for you. I hope you express your needs to the Father. And do you understand, people of God, when God, as God moves and hears and answers these prayers we've been praying, do you understand all that would be involved in that, the magnitude of that move on the part of Jehovah God? That's why we pray these things. Now, I ask you to present your need to the Lord. The Word of God tells us to pray for one another. And we're going to pray asking God to touch bodies, to bring physical healing. He still heals. I know that. We're going to ask God to meet needs. So I want you right now to say to the Lord, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. And then I want you to take a moment and say, Lord, meet the needs of those who are involved in this contrite prayer. Go ahead, say that. Lord, please meet the needs of these in this contrite prayer. Can you imagine having hundreds, thousands praying for you simultaneously at the same time? That's what's occurring now. Have you told him your need? Have you expressed your need? Then let's pray together. Father God, I'm simply doing this because I believe that it's in accordance with your will. And I'm asking you, my Lord and my God, there are needs out there, Father, that need to be met. There are needs out there, Heavenly Father, that only you can meet. And so, Lord, those needs have been expressed to you in this contrite prayer. And now we come together collectively and corporately before the throne of God, asking you to meet the need of each and every individual that has expressed a need. Do it in your way, in your timing, Father. But do it in such a way, that when it is done, there'll be no doubt in anybody's mind that you did it. It wasn't because of any other individual, but you, their loving Heavenly Father. Now, Father, there's power in the blessings. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I bless every person involved in this concert of prayer. I bless that expressed need, and I'm joining with them. You said, if any two of you will agree as touching anything on earth, it shall be done of my Father, which is in heaven. And I am joining with them and asking you in your way, in your timing, to meet that need. If the expressed need needs to be modified, I ask you to modify the need. But I'm asking you, Father God, to advance and encourage your people by hearing and answering these prayers in this concert of prayer. And I ask this in Christ Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, thank you, Lord. So I bless you now. I bless you in the name that is above every name. I bless you in the name of Jesus Christ with hope, faith, encouragement, healing, and blessing in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. Once again, thanks for joining us in this contrite prayer. Until we have a chance to pray like this together again, be blessed.